Kids, welcome to a special edition of Geekly Recap. We've given ourselves a summer break because, let's face it, we all need one. But we are back this week. We are back to the future.
Okay, that doesn't make sense. But what Harvard means is that we are back with our reaction to the Back to the Future musical, which was just premiered here in London.
Yes, finally. We finally got to see it. Was it everything we hoped for? And did it hoverboard to the skies?
Or did it fall flat and get stuck in that alternate 1985? All will be revealed shortly.
So as always, make sure you are subscribed and following us on our socials at Geekly Recap Pod on Instagram, Facebook and Twitter. There you can interact with us, share your opinions and tag us in photos, especially if you've seen the show or you're booked in to see it.
You will also be the first to hear about our upcoming episodes and more, so go follow us now. And don't forget, you can also subscribe to our newsletter and unlock bonus content at geeklyrecap.weebly.com. I don't know why I did that voice.
Now, if my calculations are correct, when this music stops, you're going to hear some serious sh...
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I feel like I haven't seen you in bloody ages.
I know. It's been, what, 4 days?
Oh my God, the longest 4 days ever.
But yeah, but before that, it was a long time. I actually can't remember when the last time was.
The last podcast, at least, was mid-July? Just early July. So it's been a while.
Had I seen you in person?
No, wait, I can't remember. Sorry, guys, I know it's been hard to live without us. I hope you're okay.
I can hear the tears, but we all need a break, like said in our intro. Well, you know, I mean, we've had summer. You can't see the inverted commas.
Well, summer, we had it in June and then it went away. We haven't really gotten it back. It's a little bit sunny, a little bit.
Apparently we're in a heat wave. I'm sorry, but 20 degrees is not a heat wave.
You know what, though? Like, I feel bad complaining when there's places out there that are, like, flooding and forest fires and stuff. I'm like, you know what?
Oh,
let's just have a bit of cloudy weather.
Dude, even we flooded. Even London flooded. So that says a lot.
It's the end of the world.
We're not going to make this a climate change podcast because, oh, my God. I'm sure we'll end up having people calling, well, not calling us, but commenting and saying, it's not real. It is real. Now, move on.
Yeah, anyway, we're not talking about that stuff. We're not talking about that. But Harva, no. How have you been since we last did an episode?
I went away for a couple of weeks, so that was a nice break. It wasn't as relaxing as I wanted it to be, but I did get more sleep, so that part was relaxing.
Why wasn't it relaxing? Just because you were traveling a lot? Or?
Well, yeah, because I ended up doing stuff while I was there as well. And, you know, because we didn't have that heat wave, it's not like I could just lay down on the beach all day. I had to run into the sea and swim to warm up because it was cold. But it was beautiful. I've never been to Devon. I've never been to that part of the UK. But it was absolutely beautiful. A lot of walking over the cliffs and stuff and just seeing clear blue waters. Saw the Jurassic Coast. Okay. So that was pretty cool. I was like, oh my God, dinosaurs roamed here. But how have you been?
Yeah, I've been all right. I didn't go away or anything. I mean, I was mostly here just going, well, I could do a podcast there, but there's no one to do it with and I don't want to do one on my own.
She could have totally done one on her own.
Nah, no one would have listened to that. It would have had like... maybe one listen and that would have been from me.
I could have called in from when I was away on top
please.
Of a cliff.
You would
really
never
windy.
Have done that. We were meant to pick a movie. Well, we said we might pick a movie and then we didn't even do that. So.
No. But like, I've also been working. If anyone's like, oh, well, they didn't do a podcast sooner. Look, I've been working.
I don't think
I've
anyone's
been
doing that.
They are. They are. I know you are.
Our fans would never do
Make
that.
Make me feel loved.
But yeah, no, my few weeks were okay. I went to a friend's wedding. I don't know if he listens to this, but congratulations, Andy. That was nice. First sort of normal thing that I did, so outside, but everyone was just, you know, no masks, having dinner. No one's really dancing, but it was nice. It was really nice. Nice venue as well.
No one was really dancing.
Well, no, I think the dancing may have started after I left. Ah. And that bit was inside the dance floor stuff. I think I was also like, I don't want to be inside with people dancing. But yeah. And then I also got a cat.
Yay! Yay!
She's here right now, but hopefully you won't hear her because when she starts, she doesn't stop.
It's like having a newborn child.
Exactly, but worse. I'm just joking.
Now, shh.
She's sleeping, sleeping. But yeah, so guys, this episode is a little bit different. It's not what we said it would be, because we knew this was coming. I don't think it had even occurred to us that we would discuss it for some reason.
No, it didn't until the day of.
Yeah.
And we just went, maybe we should do one.
Why not? The first thing we're actually doing where we can react to it.
Exactly.
And not everyone will have seen it yet, so it's exclusive, sort of.
And it was live.
And it was. It was live, people. They were in front of us. Live. They could have spat on our faces.
Oh, wow. COVID hotspot. But no, I had my mask on the whole time.
Yes, me too.
I mean, I know people don't have it on anymore, and you don't legally have to have it on, even though they say, oh, it's good, you should wear a mask indoors. I still don't feel safe enough doing it.
I know. It just feels tempting fate, doesn't it? Just to go, oh, I'll be all right. I'm not there yet, especially when you... Anyway, let's not get into that whole thing. But anyway, it was the first... Well, I think Harvard went to another sort of theatre thing a month ago or something.
I did. But
yeah, for me, let's talk about me. This is about me.
No, I also saw the Rocky Horror Show.
But this is about me. But no, it was a really, I mean, we'll get into obviously the show, but as far as an evening went, it was actually a really nice day, wasn't it? It kind of felt a bit normal again. Occasional masks wearing, but that was aside from that, it was so nice to just be around people. We saw some friends we hadn't seen for a while, people from all around England, people I had not met yet, but I kind of knew sort of online.
There were people that we knew of from like 7 years ago that we met for the first time.
But yeah, it was so nice. It was, they have like a group. So if you're into Back to the Future and you want to see the musical or you have seen the musical, they have like a group called, I think it's called Back to the Future Musical Fans. It's probably quite easy to find. Yeah. So they always do meetups and stuff and group outings. Well, I'm assuming that's what they'll be doing. So yeah, check them out. They're a really nice group of people.
Fantastic group of people.
I was glad that we did it.
They'd planned a pre-drinks, which, you know, you really should before a theatre show anyway. But it was really nice and exclusive to just the Back to the Future fans downstairs.
And that was really nice and very clever of them too, considering it was indoors. We actually got our own little area, so you kind of felt a bit safer, let's say.
Yeah. And I got to try strawberry beer. I'll just throw that in there. It was really nice.
Yeah, so, but maybe we should start talking about the actual thing.
Yes. Yes, the musical. Oh my God. Where do we begin? Well, okay.
Let's start at the start.
Let's rewind. I was going to say, it's not just me and, or not even both of us, but we spoke to a few friends and I think they had similar feelings where they were a bit apprehensive about going in.
Yeah.
I genuinely thought maybe it was us too because we hadn't seen it yet. But yeah, I mean, it's a film that we hold so dearly to us.
Yeah, definitely. We've got, I mean, if you've listened to old episodes like the convention special, which you should check out if you haven't, we talk about, you know, meeting the cast and stuff. And we haven't even really gone into that whole thing anyway. Maybe we should do an episode about that. But anyway. But yeah, Back to the Future means the world to us. So, and it's brought a lot of people into our lives as well. So
people that are closest to us right now.
Exactly. So we were very excited to see this. But yeah, like Harvard said, quite apprehensive. I'm not the biggest musical fan. I like some, but a lot of the ones I'm into are probably from childhood that I like.
Yeah, see, I like musicals in a theatre. I don't really do musical films as much. I'm very exclusive.
I didn't go to the theatre as a child, so I only had films. But
I didn't go
Disney,
as a child.
Disney films.
I missed out as a child.
Yeah, me too.
But it was only on school trips.
I didn't even get that.
Oh.
Anyway.
But yeah, I mean, I kind of said to you after we left, or before we went in, not that that's important, but I did say if it wasn't written by the writers of Back to the Future, I probably wouldn't have bothered.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have bothered.
Because, yeah, it's written, or co-written at least, by Bob Gale, who wrote the film.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you're kind of hoping, and he seems to be really proud of it because it's not like he wrote it and then hid away. He's there at, like, the shows, and we met him.
We did!
And also Alan Silvestri, who did the score for the original film, he was there, so he must have done something for this too.
Yes.
We didn't get to meet him, but we will.
We will. Who also did Avengers, if no one knows.
Yes, exactly. And other things which I could look up, but I'm not gonna.
I think it did Forrest Gump as well.
Yeah, because Robert Zemeckis, so exactly. He's worked with him a few times.
He's a legend.
Yes.
He was being more COVID friendly, though. He kind of said that online. He kept disappearing to the VIP bar. And I was like, look, I know you're VIP.
But some people got some photos and I was like, no, no, no.
I know. I walked past there yesterday because I had to go into in the middle of London.
She had to.
I did. I had to. I didn't have to walk in front of the theatre, but it was on my route from work. So
oh, look how that happened.
I was lingering about going, oh, is anyone out here? No. There was no matinee performance. I was like, damn. Oh. I was like, I need to do it on the matinee day.
But it was great to see them, but I mean, I didn't get to see Alan Silvestri, maybe like the back of his head, but that didn't count. But it was great to have them there. And they seem to be really happy to talk to the fans. And they're loving it, basically. I think they love all the attention Back to Future's been getting the last few years, definitely.
I think from what I heard from Manchester, which, by the way, if anyone's judging us for not being real fans, we did have tickets, but COVID struck.
I'm still trying to get over them judging us for not going to Manchester.
So for us, there was plenty of guys there that had seen it in Manchester, but we'd sadly missed out. So I went in blind. I hadn't heard any of the music.
Yeah, I hadn't listened to any of it.
TV performances.
I think the only TV thing I'd seen was them doing Power of Love. So it was, again, a song I'd already heard of. I hadn't heard any of the newest stuff.
So I went in totally blind. But from what I heard from people in Manchester was Alan was about for quite a few of the nights he was always happy to talk to people, so it's understandable that he was maybe he was a bit apprehensive about meeting people
I can't blame him,
and especially the cast, like the last thing they want to do is catch something now
exactly.
That is open.
And we saw them as well, and they were wearing masks, but we recognized them.
I did that thing where I went, hey, I know you from, oh, I'm seeing you later, because
exactly, because we saw the actor who plays George, and we both follow him on Instagram. So I was looking at him just going, I know that guy. Why do I know him? And then when I saw the guy who plays Marty, Ollie Dobson, that's when it clicked. I was like, oh my God, it's the cast. But it was too late. And also running after them would have been a bit weird.
Totally like weird. At that moment. And seeing as we named Marty, Hugh Coles plays George McFly.
Yes.
Who is brilliant. Who, so for me, good. Stole the show.
I mean, we knew that. I mean, I was excited anyway because it's George McFly. He's already a very theatrical character. So I was really looking forward to it, but he did such an amazing job of bringing that George to life, which isn't easy because I think that's such a Crispin thing. I don't think that wasn't written on the script, act like this. That was Crispin. No.
It was literally like watching a young Crispin Glover again. And I hope he takes that, if he ever listens to this or hears this. Or, you know, if I ever get to speak to him, like, that is a massive compliment because no one can do that role like Crispin.
Exactly.
And you made it your own, but did it like Crispin.
Exactly. So you weren't, that was the, I mean, we're getting ahead of it ourselves maybe a little bit, but the cast were great because I felt that even though there was enough that they did that you could see exactly who they were being, you know, they still had enough of what, like, their own charm.
Yeah.
So you weren't comparing it. You know what I mean? No. Clearly, obviously, Ollie Dobson is not Michael J. Fox, but he brought enough of the Michael J. Fox quality with his voice and certain mannerisms, but then he was still Ollie, who was as Marty, and it was great to see it played differently as well, if that makes sense.
His voice was brilliant.
So
like,
good.
Obviously they've studied the film to do it, but the way Michael J. Fox does it and then the way he does it, there were certain elements that you just went, oh my God, you almost sound identical.
I feel like if you just closed your eyes, you would have thought that was him on stage.
Yeah.
He was really good.
So good. Applauding. I'm applauding the cast.
Yeah, because out of, I think, all of them, I think Marty and George were the two that I think stayed, let's say, truest.
True to the
film. Whereas the others, they could have changed it a little bit, but it didn't take away from anything. Like, Roger Bart, who plays Doc Brown, you know, there were moments where you did think, okay, he does sound a bit Christopher Lloyd-esque, but he definitely wasn't Christopher Lloyd's Doc. But that didn't ruin it at all. It was different.
No, it didn't ruin it. But this is where we maybe had a slight disagreement. I thought he was fab, but because I think I enjoyed him more in the second part because it took me a while to get used to his version of Doc, where unlike Ollie's version of Marty or Hugh's version of George, you don't have that much of Christopher Lloyd with Roger's Doc. So it was a bit like, oh, like this is funny and this is good, but I'm a bit like, oh, do I like this? Do I not like this? I did like it. It just took me quite a while to get used to it. Like I was expecting the face mannerisms at least, and there wasn't that much.
Mm-hmm. I think it's hard though, because you've got to find the actor that can bring that already. Like that's what they would have had to go looking for, which I think is quite hard. I think the only person I could ever imagine doing it, which they would never hire now, is what's his face from Seinfeld? Kramer.
Yeah. He's had a lot of, well, he's had some controversy.
There's been some controversy, but otherwise he would have been like perfect because he was...
Oh, face acting.
Yeah.
Brilliant. But
yeah, so I mean, Roger Bott, for me, I'd only seen him in Desperate Housewives where he played a creepy chemist. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I didn't even know he could sing. It turns out he was the voice of Hercules when he sang in the film.
Yeah.
Thanks, Emma, for that tip. I did not know that. But yeah, so this was very different for me. Like, so I don't think I was watching it going, oh, he's not like Doc or Christopher Lloyd, because I was too busy thinking, I had no idea Roger had this in him.
See, we were pleasantly surprised.
Yes. And it's hard to please, though, because, I mean, Back to the Future fans, like, everyone that we know that had already gone to see it was telling us, you'll love it, it's so good, blah, blah, blah. And we were like, oh, but what if I hate it?
Yeah, you know? I was like, will I?
Yeah, I was so cynical and I was so worried because I didn't want to walk out of it going, that was crap,
yeah,
you know? But I was so scared the whole time. But I really was pleasantly surprised. And it was, obviously, it's not the movie. It's not going to beat the movie, but it was like a highlight reel of the movie because everything moves so quick. But it really, I don't know, it's hard to explain. Some stuff was so like unnecessary in the musical, but it was also hilarious because it was so unnecessary. I mean, I don't want to spoil a bit, but I'm just going to say stairs.
Yeah, there are some weird elements.
I mean, we were laughing, but going, huh? But it didn't ruin it because I loved that it was, you know, very tongue-in-cheek. Like, the whole... None of it was taking itself seriously.
I mean, the start of the second interval, I was a bit like, what the hell am I watching?
Which we'd kind of heard about, hadn't we?
We had no idea what it was.
Yeah.
But someone said it was like, am I high on crack or something? I was like, oh, yeah, what the hell is going on?
But, yeah, I thought they did that really well. I thought... I was worried about that when I heard what people had said, but I actually loved that beginning. I thought it was really funny.
I don't know. I'll have to let you know after my second viewing.
Oh,
I don't
really?
Know.
Like, you still don't know if you liked it? I liked it. I thought it was fun.
I don't know. I don't know whether I enjoyed that.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Okay.
I don't know whether I enjoyed it. I'll let you know after a second viewing, which we'll have in a couple of weeks. So I just don't know whether I liked it in the Back to the Future musical, if that makes sense.
I don't know. I thought it was just a way of kind of showing you just how mental Doc Brown can be, I guess. He was definitely a little bit more zany, which I don't know how people might be listening going, how was Doc Brown any zanier? But trust me, he actually seems more normal in the film.
Yes, he does seem more normal in the film. I actually went, oh God, this guy really is on drugs.
Yes.
In the film, I just thought he was, you know, really a scientific enthusiast. I never thought he was high on anything. This one, I was like, what is he taking?
Although I did, like, not in a, like, when I was a kid, I never ever questioned why Marty and Doc were friends, right? But when I watched the musical, I definitely went, I could see why Marty would be friends with this version, though, because he was just so, he obviously seems younger anyway.
Yeah.
But he just had an energy, and I thought, they're totally getting high together. Totally getting high together. They probably didn't even time travel. This was just a big trip we just saw.
It was Rick and Morty. That's what it was.
It was probably more like Rick and Morty than Back to the Future, actually.
Now I understand what Bob Gale said when we saw him at Comic-Con and we went to his talk.
Yeah.
He was like, when he wrote this, he knew he had to write a musical that had to be different to the film because there's that element where even he was scared, is this going to taint the film? He can't do something that's ever going to taint the film.
Exactly.
Which is why it's got its slight differences. And this is just its own piece. if you don't like it, you don't like it. It really doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And if you like it, great. You've got two different versions of Back to the Future exactly. that you can enjoy.
If anything, this was more like a love song to the film. Do you know what I mean? Like, it just felt like...
It felt like it was for the fans, and I love that even more.
It felt like I just went to sort of a comic con and got to watch, like, a little theatre version of it. Here's a summary!
Yeah. If you had to pick... Again, this is obviously just based on us watching on the opening night. If you had to pick, like, your favourite moment from what you saw, what would you say it was?
Oh, my God. Let me see if I can remember.
I know this is hard, but, you know. Or a favourite song.
Oh, God, song. All right. We've got like a list from the program. You'll know when you go to the merchandise store, guys. Program.
Yeah, we totally like bought so much stuff from merch.
Well, Harper definitely did. But yeah, we've got a list of
the
songs. I just
got one more thing than you.
I know, and I'm still thinking about it.
Well, you know what? I work close to it. I can just go in and pick one up.
Thanks, for free?
No.
Damn it. But, all right, let me look through the song list and see if... Because there were a few moments I definitely really enjoyed. Because some stuff obviously was changed. So there's a scene where there's a song called, if I've got it right, Something About That Boy. And it's a scene in the high school. So they've kind of summed up part of the plot. So you're missing some of the things that would have happened. So you don't... I don't want to spoil it, but there's... So... There's bits from the film that have completely been altered, but in a way that was really cool. How do I say it without spoiling it?
Just say it.
All right, fine. All right, if you don't want to know, yeah, just scroll just ahead like maybe 30 seconds. Okay, just in case. Maybe a minute, just because I might waffle. Okay, so the bit where in the film, Marty dresses up as Darth Vader, right? And they don't
from
do that.
From the planet Vulcan.
Yeah, we don't have that scene, but... They have a really cool lightsaber sort of moment where...
And we said it as a joke.
And yeah, so, and where Marty says to, I think it's a Biff, I am your father. And which was really clever because I was a bit like, oh, they're not going to do that bit. And then they did that, which just completely fixed everything for me. Yeah. So I wasn't sad that we missed out. But that whole scene was great because it had to kind of shorten some stuff up, but it worked really well. So you've just got like a high school... fight, basically. So George and Marty get to bond there while they're being chased down by Biff, basically. But it was, I thought that bit was quite fun. What about you? That's the first one off the top of my head.
Yeah, I was just having a look at the names of the songs and seeing if I can figure out where they were.
Yeah.
I did love the lightsaber because we both just turned around and looked at each other and was like, we did like Doc's face to each other. I did really like the song Got No Future.
Yeah, that was nice.
Between Marty and his dad, George.
Mm.
I did really like that. And
it was also reprised, that Got No Future thing, to Doc Brown as well.
Yeah. Do you remember George's song?
What, the one by On the Tree?
No. Didn't he have another bit? Or was that the family one? Because I really like that.
What, the family where they're at the dinner table?
Yeah.
I think... Oh, that might... Oh, God. You know what? I don't remember which one that was.
Like,
it might have been. It might have been.
Because that whole segment, like, I loved... Because each of them got their own, basically, solo or verse.
Yeah. Because there's also Hello, Is Anybody Home? But I can't remember if that was the dinner table or whether that was where we first meet George.
I think that was... Oh, that might be the dinner table one.
Maybe. I can't remember. Or maybe it just kind of mixed into each other. I can't remember. Damn it, I need the soundtrack.
But I did definitely like those two.
Yeah.
And definitely at the dinner table, because I remember they all had their own verses. And I just thought it was so well done. And they all stood out like they should. Like no one person took the limelight or the spotlight.
Yeah, definitely. And you even got to hear a little bit of George McFly's laugh.
Yes. Oh, my God. Okay, if I have to choose one favourite moment, that's like literally one of my favourite moments in the film. So it's the laugh. And he could do it.
He could do it. Yeah.
Oh, Hugh.
I love you.
He really pulled up my heartstrings because he like nailed George.
Every time he did anything, Harper and I looked at each other with our like hearts bursting. Oh, I love him. I'd adopt him right now.
I know. Like, I'd heard great things about him anyway.
Yeah.
Because like our friends know how much we love George anyway. And yeah, they were like, oh, you're going to be so impressed, like, you're going to love him. And I was like, yeah, yeah, yeah. You also said I'm going to love the show, and who knows? So,
they were right.
They were right. Damn it, I should trust them. Thank you, Kerry.
And Vicky.
And Vicky.
I think they were the two that were most...
Yeah, oh, and Darren said that we were going to like it.
You know what else was a good song? I think it was that one. Put Your Mind to It, where Marty is teaching George to toughen up. That was good. And teaching him to dance.
Yes. Oh, my God, that was so funny. Oh, yeah, so Darren actually sent me a link of his Q&A with Aidan Cutler, who plays Biff Tannen. I haven't actually seen it yet, so I'll probably see it after the recording of this podcast. But I guess he talks about maybe his song being cut. I would assume it was to, I don't know, make the musical flow better and just tighten things up.
I think maybe, because we still watched a preview. So after press night, it'll be the official thing. So they might already be tweaks by then.
Exactly. I doubt they're going to do anything big, but there was some prop stuff that definitely need to be tightened.
To be honest, I loved that bit. So there was a fire extinguisher problem.
Oh my God, they couldn't find the fire extinguisher. So it's not even like a little prop that's gone missing. It's no, there's a fire on stage. It's that bit where Doc's showing Marty like his model and how to get back to the future. And it was just like looking at Ollie's face and he's like...
Because I think he's like, where's the fire extinguisher? Yeah. But then you realise it's taking a little longer than it should and they clearly can't find it. And then I think some guy got on, right?
Floor manager,
The audience was just cracking up. The audience was just cracking up.
Oh, that was hilarious. Because we were both like, And then I went, yeah, that's not meant to happen. And then I saw this lady in black and I'm like, we can see you. Oh, that was hilarious.
That was fun.
I don't think they will cut any more songs or anything like that. But I'm hoping we do get to hear Aidan's song.
We'll see.
It'll be nice.
It was
something to do with like being bad or along those lines anyway.
Mm. But the thing is, I mean, we don't need any sympathy for Biff. I mean, he's a creep. So
we don't. I thought he did his own version of Biff. To be honest, I don't think I saw any of the Biff from the film. That's not a bad thing. That's not a bad thing at all.
No.
I thought he did a really good job. Completely different character. You know, they picked someone who didn't even look like Tom Wilson, exactly. In my opinion. So the same with Jennifer. Like, yeah. I loved, God, I've forgotten her name.
Courtney May Briggs.
I thought she was fabulous. And her voice, I thought her voice was stunning.
Yeah, definitely.
Like a very beautiful tone.
Well, she's done other theatre things. She was in
Hamilton, wasn't she?
Yeah, she was a part of the ensemble in that. And some character from Strictly Ballroom on stage. She's been on television, but only like Children in Need and Royal Variety Performance and stuff like that. But so not like acting.
Oh, not that we need to Hugh Cole's horn anymore. But this is also his West End debut.
Yeah, it was.
So
I'd be interested in seeing like how he is when he's not George.
When he's not George McFly, yeah. But you know, what a debut.
Yeah, definitely. And we haven't really said much about Lorraine, but she was actually great. I did actually really like that scene too. So Rosanna Hyland plays Lorraine Baines. And everyone knows the "Mom, is that you?" scene. And I loved that because obviously it's a musical, so there's going to be song. But I loved how... I loved how you had the other girls that looked like Lorraine turning up to stroke Marty all at the same time. That was brilliant.
Oh, that was hilarious.
That was great.
I have to say, Rosanna Hyland also kind of looked like Lea Thompson.
Yeah. You know what? Actually, when I was watching her, I kept having to remind myself that it wasn't the one from Secret Cinema that we got to meet.
Oh my God. Oh, I've forgotten her name, but she was brilliant.
Oh, I'm sure it would come to me, but yeah.
Like,
not
she
now.
Was a really good Lorraine.
Yeah,
and they were both
really
very
good.
Similar.
Yeah.
Very similar.
And they kind of look similar as well. So yeah. I kept going, it's not her, though. I don't think it's her.
No, it's not her. It's not her.
But yeah, no, they were all great.
Like, she was, yeah.
They were all really great.
Again, her voice was stunning.
Yeah. I mean, no one's voice was bad.
No.
They wouldn't have no business being there.
There was just different tone for... Sorry, you're going to have to say it again, Jennifer.
Oh, what her real name?
Yeah.
Courtney Mae Briggs.
Yeah, there was just a different tone of Courtney's that, I don't know, captured me in a way. Like, I really, really loved the tone of her voice.
Yeah.
And she gave Jennifer, like, a different dynamic, because it's not like we see a lot of her
no,
in any of the films.
No, we barely see her in the first, well, to any of them. You know, first film, she's the girlfriend, and the other film, she's an unconscious girlfriend. So, yeah.
Also, I don't know if our friend Liz or Liza listens to this, but I did actually forget to tell you on the night. Okay. You know the lady that's going round Save the Clock Tower?
Oh, yeah.
Is it just me, or did the lady or girl playing her look like Liz, or did you just think Liz could play her?
Well, I didn't think any of those things, but I do think Liz could play her.
I guess we're so used to seeing her as Carol from The Walking Dead, I guess, with the white hair.
Yeah.
So I just went, okay, she looks like Liz, or Liz can play her.
Liz could easily cosplay that. Liz, do it.
Yeah, do it. Oh, my God. She's not going to listen to this, is she?
We'll just send her a message. We'll send her the snippet.
Send her the sound clip. She totally should.
Yes.
And she's cosplayed Morello from Orange is the New Black.
Yeah.
And she held up the placard that said lasagna in the oven.
Oh, yeah.
So it's just perfect. She can hold that up
she's
as well.
She's almost there. She just needs the little coin
the
thing.
The blue blazer.
And the, and the glasses, and she's done.
She's done.
Mm-hmm.
Do it.
What I did like about the, I mean, I've said things I don't like about it so far.
What didn't you? Okay, we'll get to that, but
yeah,
go
okay.
on.
Okay, I don't even know. But now, one of the things I liked about it was that even though it was really funny and very fast-paced, they were, obviously, it's a musical again, so there are going to be moments where you're kind of, it's a bit more, not emotional, because it never got that deep,
heartfelt.
Yeah, there were real songs that really did have a lot of heart to them. And I think it was, I'm going to have it wrong, and I apologize. I need to watch it again, clearly. But I think My Myopia may have been one of those. It was a George McFly's in the tree. Peeping Tom. And
he's a Peeping Tom!
Yeah, and he kind of talks about how he was just used to kind of not getting what he wants, right? He was like,
yeah.
The song was a bit, I can't remember the words, but
in that moment, it's like you forget about everything else and you really felt the connection with George McFly.
Yeah, which I always kind of felt anyway, which was quite depressing. I need to change
me
my
too.
Life. Where's my child to come and fix everything for me?
All you have to do is be a Peeping Tom.
I know.
Be a Peeping Meryl.
Being Peeping Meryl. And the other song I think that was really nice, actually, it felt like a Disney song. I think it was For the Dreamers, which was a
Doc
Brown song.
That was Docs and Marty. Or was it just Doc?
I think it was just Doc. Yeah.
Yeah, it was just
and
Doc.
And he even ends on a high note.
I don't know what note it is, so I'm not going to even pretend.
Yeah,
but I was
I'm not
like,
even
you
pretend.
Can sing?
It's high.
Is it falsetto? I don't know. I'm going to say, is falsetto deep?
I don't know.
It wasn't my favourite song. I still don't know what that is. Like, I can't just say that from first viewing. But I did really enjoy the high school fight moment as well.
Yeah.
Because Biff, like, had his moment. And it actually, in a weird way, I don't know, is that the song that made me feel like I'm at the theatre? Where you got the ensemble and then you had the actions, like the choreography with
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I thought the choreography was brilliant. Because there's
oh,
quite a lot
great.
To do with the ensemble.
There was so much to do. I was actually really
the
impressed
costumes.
With the whole stage as well.
I mean, like, we haven't even gotten to the production
I
yet.
Know. It was just... It was done so well because obviously we know it's not real in front of us, but it really helped you suspend disbelief. But also I was like, I just kept thinking, how are they fitting all this stuff onto the stage? I'm not even talking about effects sort of stuff. I'm talking about just how the stage just kept changing from one set to another.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, how did they do that so well, though? It's just there's so many.
And the Adelphi's big, but it's not the biggest.
Yeah.
You know, it's big. And they've done really well and utilized every part of it.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, and yeah, the effects were fantastic.
I mean, I sat down and thought I was in Tron before it started.
Yeah.
I mean, you can see it. Have you posted it on our page?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's on our page. You can see like the lights and everything.
Yeah. So all circuits and stuff.
You can assume that's how we're traveling they're using all of that, as well as projections on the stage, as well as a friggin' DeLorean.
Just look out. If you buy tickets, apparently there's an area called the McFly Zone, and that's all I'm going to say. But I thought we had great seats.
Yeah, great seats.
Row E.
Yeah, right. And middle stalls, really.
Yeah. It was great. Like, I've heard people that didn't have the greatest view, like the very front, so don't book there.
But that's why it's always slightly cheaper, because it's a high stage.
Yeah.
Luckily, not much happens at the back of the stage, so you wouldn't really miss anything
there. But we saw everything. I don't think I missed on anything. The only stuff I didn't see as clear was because I had a tall guy with a massive head in front of me, so sometimes I had to go like that. That was me turning to the left a little. Remember when we stood up at the end, they were flipping giants. We had to lift our hands, and I'm sure they still didn't see us clapping.
But I was like, I mean, obviously the tall guy wasn't sat in front of me, but I had a stranger sat next to me. So I turned around and I was facing more Meryl. I was like, oh, but there's a stranger sat next to me. I was like, you coughing your own time, Mike.
I still remember when that guy in front, just like on the right, and he had a mask on, he coughed, and Harvard and I looked at each other and I had to not laugh.
This is the thing. We did this pre-pandemic. Nothing's changed.
Now we're just worse.
Like, the woman behind us kept coughing, and then she went, oh, I guess people are going to be paranoid now that I've got COVID. It's like, you think? Maybe wear a damn mask if you keep coughing.
Exactly. If I had a tickle, I would wear a mask, even if I tested and I knew I wasn't. Cover your mouth. But yeah, all right. Like, if we were going to say what we didn't like, was there anything that you didn't?
Yeah, people coughing.
No, I mean, there was a music.
You know what? I genuinely can't say on initial viewing, but I'm genuinely trying to think, was there, like I said, it took me a while to get used to Doc. It's not that I didn't like him, it just took me a while.
See,
that
was... I didn't have a problem, I don't think, with
I mean,
any...
the same with Biff, really. It took me a little while to get used to Biff, but Doc's got more of a prominent role, so.
I think with Biff, and not like I had a problem or anything like that, but I definitely was a little bit like, because I don't think I'd even seen a photo of the guy or anything. So I was a bit like, oh, is that who they picked? Do you know what I mean? Because it didn't resemble him at all.
Yeah.
But that was the only thing as far as casting, I think. But as far as the rest of it, I think it wasn't anything I didn't like. But, you know, as a musical, clearly, obviously, they cut things down or some stuff has changed. And every time something like that happened, I had to kind of get into my objective mode and be a bit like, did they do this well? Was that how they should have done it? You know, like even the beginning where, you know, he doesn't, like the whole guitar stuff was a bit set up a bit differently. And I wasn't sure if I liked it at first. Like the beginning, like first maybe 5 minutes and the opening song, I wasn't 100% sure I was going to be into it. Like, it's like a, you know, what's it called? Well, it's probably not the right one to pick, but, you know, South Park. When they have, like, the opening song and it's about South Park. It felt like that moment, but not funny. But, like, because it was like an opening song about Hill Valley and its residents in the 80s, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was so, like, outrageous, like, with the shell suits and the all that. And I was just like, this is too happy. I don't know if I'm going to be able to do this.
Again, outfits are stunning, though.
Oh, the outfits were great.
All of the outfits. That suit that we wanted. The cat suit with the flames.
I want the 88 jumper or whatever the hell that is. They should put that on the store.
Yes. Why isn't that on the store?
I know. Whoever's listening that might work there, put those out for merch. Or just put them aside for half
the
and me.
The silver 88. All it is a black long sleeve with a silver 88.
It
and
just
I'm like,
looked
I
cool,
want it.
Though. It
but I
cool.
wanted the flame suit.
Yeah, and the boots.
And the hair.
Just all of it, yeah. Just dress all up
it,
as them.
It was like a cross between 70s and 80s, because that was very ABBA hair.
Yeah.
I loved it.
That was great. What was that in, though? Well, that wasn't in the
80s. It was Doc's. It was Doc's, like, imagination, wasn't it?
Was that that one?
Or it was one of Doc's songs.
It was one of Doc's songs, but I'm not sure it was the...
Because whenever the women came out, it was Doc's songs.
Oh, I love that, though. There was... I mean, I don't want to ruin stuff, but they did a really good thing with the dancers in a moment.
Yeah, they did. I was actually going to say, like, it's not a moment that I didn't like, because I'm still trying to think of one. And I mean, it's obviously a good thing that I can't think of one.
Yeah.
What I thought was smart, and I don't know whether they got rid of it because of political reasons, was the Libyans bit.
Right, yeah.
So I did kind of hate that I missed it, because it would have been funny. But the way they, in inverted commas, kill off Doc... was very smart.
Yeah, I thought that was quite clever. And it was still kind of weirdly funny, considering he was dying.
I know. But all I wanted to shout was, the Libyans! But I get why they've cut that bit or they've changed that bit. I'm assuming it is what we think it is, especially now.
Yeah.
Especially with the world now.
Yeah. I swear, for the longest time as a kid, I thought the Libyans was just the name of the terrorist organization. I didn't even realize that was a country. With people. And then I heard, oh, Libya. Oh, okay.
Right. Also, like, I don't know if it was just me, but I think I turned around to you at one point when he grabs the plutonium and it's green, right? Mm. And I turned around to you and I went, it's just like The Simpsons. Because whenever I watch the film, it's not green, and I've always imagined it The Simpsons way. So for me, I was like, oh my God, it's neon green. It's what it should be.
Yeah, oh my God. I know what you mean. Because obviously, yeah, there were certain bits that they just completely had to move around or just change. I mean, that we didn't, for example, one of the other things was that the DeLorean operated with voice commands, but only Doc could do it.
I remembered.
What did you remember?
A bit that I didn't like.
Oh, was that the bit or is it something else?
Well, the fact that Doc is the first time traveler.
Oh, I guess I couldn't get a dog.
I literally turned around to Meryl and I went, there's no dog in this musical.
Maybe a dog would have been hard to have on stage.
If you train it well, it'd been fine.
But with a live audience.
I tell you what, if there's no dog on press night, this is why I give the musical 4 stars. I literally turned around to Meryl and I went, wait, there's no Einstein? They could have even had a prop dog. There was no dog. I was disappointed.
A prop dog?
Yeah, a mechanical one.
I guess, but it was fine. It was fine.
It totally ruined the whole film.
They got rid of the thing.
Oh my God. Lone Pine Mall.
Yeah, they got rid of the whole pine and, you know, spacesuit and all that. He wasn't wearing a spacesuit.
Yeah. I wanted him to fall through those barn doors because I love that bit of the film.
But it's
with
fine.
His little legs.
We've got the movie.
I know. It made me want to watch the film again.
Yeah, me too. And then I didn't.
No. Considering I've seen that film so many times.
Yeah.
And for a while, we saw it like back
to
back.
God. And you know, because we went to, I mean, we've never mentioned it before, but when we went to Secret Cinema and we went.
That's how we met. No, I'm joking. That's how us and our friends met.
Yes. But that's like one of the first big things we probably did together, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But we.
Yeah, I would say like the first big event.
Yeah, I think so.
Unless the beginning of it all. We might have done gigs before. I can't remember.
Anyway, I don't remember. But probably not, actually. Anyway, who cares? But
Blink-182 was before, wasn't it?
Was it? I don't know. Maybe?
Okay, it was one of the biggest stuff that we've done.
It was one of the best things we did, though, because it was, despite the fact that we both felt like big fat cows, while we were there, we felt like we were like princesses. Like we were like in the parade. Anyway, that's not what I was going to say. But what I was going to say was when we went and then we watched Back to the Future afterwards, I felt personally, like when I watched it, I felt like I was reliving events that I actually experienced. Yeah. And I thought, I'm going to get to an old age and be like, I was there in that diner. And my grandchildren are going, she's going mental. But I'm like, no, I was.
Oh, another thing that they didn't do, I mean, obviously there's a lot of stuff they didn't do. Mm. I like the way they incorporated the milk chocolate.
Yes.
But they didn't do it in Lou's diner.
Yeah, the diner stuff was, we did see the diner, but not for that bit.
Yeah.
And we didn't get the skateboard, obviously. The skateboard moment didn't happen. And the manure bit didn't happen.
There was no manure.
But he did fall in something else. What was
it? Yeah. I can't remember what he fell into now.
Can't remember. But anyway, it's great. I did really enjoy it. It left me with a big smile on my face. I was happy for quite a few days.
If they do a second one.
Well, part two.
Yeah. Bob Gale was just like, you know what? I'm just going to redo it now. They would have to do a lot of hovering, so they better get into their little harnesses. But if they included the line, who you calling chicken?
Oh, God.
Yella.
I'd be like, they need to get rid of that.
Yeah.
Get rid of it.
You definitely can't use that.
What, chicken?
Yeah, like, I don't
Why?
Think
Will
you should...
Why, will the vegans be offended?
No, I just mean you definitely shouldn't have it in there because it already felt like a mistake to have it in the film anyway.
Well, yeah, it was stupid because I think it was in the original script for the first one, but they didn't use it, so just get rid of it for the others. Yeah. Well, all of a sudden you've got a problem? Who cares if they call you Chicken Marty? God. That always annoyed me. Why'd you open that?
I just wanted to see your reaction. But I would love... I just would love a Western.
I know, Western that's one. What we're waiting for anyone. It any could be Secret Cinema, but to be honest, anyone do it, we'll go.
I mean, people really wanted two. And then I remember I spoke to one of the producers for Blade Runner. And they were like, oh, we don't think there's a market for that. I was like, are you frigging kidding me? And it's that's not just so my friends that want it. I was like, there are actually groups on Facebook, including their own official one where they were literally asking for them to do the second and third.
And you know what? I mean, the second one is loved by a lot of people.
Like, some people prefer it.
Exactly.
Quite
I mean,
a
they're
lot
wrong.
Of people prefer it to the
they're
first.
They're wrong. But it would get so many more people in. Why wouldn't it? It's but thanks to Back to the Future in the first place that they got as big as they are now. That was like their first big one that they did.
Yeah.
And they've not topped it, in my opinion, but whatever.
No. They've gotten close, but
they've
not
gotten
topped
close.
It.
But that one was just amazing.
But yeah, so it didn't bomb or fall flat or end up in an alternate 85 like you said. It soared like
soared.
The hoverboard or the DeLorean.
Well, hoverboard rhymed. It soared like the hoverboard.
It soared like the hoverboard. Oh my god, they came out with the bloody scooter,
oh,
didn't
yeah.
they?
The little twat scooter, as our friend Liam calls it. What's it actually called? It's not called a hoverboard, right?
It was called a hoverboard.
Oh, okay.
Although it doesn't actually hover, but...
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like we said, I thoroughly enjoyed it. I don't think we can end this episode without us also giving a shout out to Cedric Neill, who plays...
I know, how have we not mentioned him?
Goldie and Maya Wilson.
Goldie and Maya Wilson? And Marvin Berry, she means.
I've totally lost it. Yeah, he plays Goldie and Marvin Berry. He is amazing. I mean, he's amazing in everything that he does, and his back catalogue is crazy.
Yes.
We did see him fairly recently, which was in A View Upstairs, which I think was my favourite show of 2019? It was 2019, wasn't it?
Probably.
We didn't do anything last year. And I saw a lot of shows in 2019. I thought he was absolutely amazing in that. And
his voice
is incredible.
Is brilliant, yeah. I mean, I'm looking at his... so he's done... Obviously, he's from America. Probably, like, Roger and him might be the only two from America. I'm not 100%.
Maybe.
But
he's done a lot.
And he's also been on TV. He's been in The Good Guys and Friday Night Lights. And he was also a semi-finalist on The Voice. UK. Oh, in 2019.
I know. When I saw that, because like I used to watch it. I don't watch it anymore, but my dad does. So I was just like, oh my God. Okay, now I need to see his audition and see his... I'll just Google him or YouTube him. But that's amazing.
Yeah.
And he's lovely. Like I've met him. He's the only one out of the cast that I could say that I have met. He's wants to spend time with his fans. He's really lovely. I don't know, maybe because it was opening night, and I don't know, maybe because it's still new, but I did think, why didn't everyone get up and start dancing
at the
end?
I really wish that
because
that
had happens
space
in...
to just get up and...
But it happens in other shows. Like, when it's a song you know, everyone does get up, but I didn't want to be the only one that got up. Do you know what I mean?
Maybe like, later. Maybe
after a few runs and stuff, it'll start happening. Because you know what? If I ever get a front row seat...
That is one of the things... I mean, I don't really want a front row one, but I'd want it just so I could get up and dance.
Exactly. I would totally do it.
And then be invited onto stage. I'm just joking. I'm getting ahead of myself now.
I would be part of the Pinheads. And also...
Let's go dressed 80s. They'd have to bring us on. So, to sum up, we think you should definitely go check out the musical in London if you can.
And if you can't get to London, I don't see why not, then keep an eye out for when the show will be near where you live. I think it will definitely head to Broadway soon.
It has to.
Okay, so what's next for Geekly Recap?
Okay, so here's my suggestion. We either do some kind of movie reaction to something recently released, or we possibly do a few TV show highlight episodes, like talking about some shows from the past, like Buffy, Lost, The Office, that kind of thing. And then maybe our next weekly show can be something released weekly soon. Maybe The Morning Show Season 2, which starts next month?
That sounds like a good plan. I'm totally up for The Morning Show. And their trailer was just released.
I know. Go check it out, guys. Will Arnett is in it. Was that how you say his name? It's how I'm saying his name.
I think that's how you say his name. But maybe we'll just put it up to a vote. We're very indecisive people. But just follow us
at Geekly Recap Pod on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter.
You can also head to our website for more about us and our past episodes. And also where you can get in touch to suggest a show we recap in the future. Get it? Future? We're always interested in what our listeners want to hear.
So we'll be back soon, guys.
To be continued.